Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Drinking Bros an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to CardoMax.com and use the promo code DB. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. It's weird to say that out loud, knowing that Drinking Bros was started and founded by Mr. Jared Taylor about 6 years ago, so that people could never drink alone.
Seven years ago.
We've got Jared Taylor live here today to chat about what happened. Briefly talked about it a little bit on RPR this morning and said, hey, we will have Jared on at his leisure today. And it was definitely his leisure, not ours today. Wow. And he said, yes, I'd love to talk about everything that's going on, because as much as we joke on the show and all the crazy shit we've done over the years on the show, it was actually started for a very serious reason. And the reason was veteran suicide.
Right.
Jared is here to talk about it now, because we got nuked by Facebook last night with a very, very vague explanation of why they pulled down a group that had 110,000 members.
Right.
Jared, I'll let you take it from here, because we were live on air and our phone just started blowing up. So I didn't really get to see when or why or what had actually happened.
Yeah. I mean, it was about midday yesterday. Really, really at first, you know, someone texted me right away. It was like, the Drinking Bros just get pulled down. And I was like, hang on. And it was right at the top of my alerts, because I get everything when community standards are busting and stuff like that. Like I see that stuff come through every day when it comes to my alerts on Facebook. So I went in and checked it on the computer, because you can get to a different screen, and that's when it said, yes, you're disabled. And it was for violation of community guidelines with use of firearms, animals. I don't know where that one came from.
Probably Humidog, to be honest on that one.
Yeah, it could have been Humidog or Pork of the Sea, maybe.
Yeah. But the thing is the AI inside Facebook's, like, you know, they turned the faucet on hard when it came to scrutinizing groups about 4 or 5 months ago, right before the election.
Yes.
I think Facebook had the foresight of, hey, groups are powerful. You know, it's funny, because it wasn't until about 2 years ago when big marketing, like seminars and big marketing gurus and things like that started adding to their repertoire as the new thing is creating a community. Where it was like, oh, dude, we've been doing that for 7 years. You know, Facebook is sitting at over 300 subgroups. You've got over 100 location groups. You've got all these subcommunities under the Drinking Bros flag, which, you know, has just been this giant monster. Now, singles was the first victim of getting nuked, and that was about 3 months ago, almost 4 months ago. And when that happened, what I think the reason was behind singles going first was because singles had between 15,000 and 20,000 group members, but they had a over 88% engagement rate. Everybody that was in, because the admins did such a good job in singles, by if you got into a relationship, you were out. So only single people are allowed in. It kept the engagement of the group incredibly, incredibly pure. So why I think singles was targeted first was because of how powerful they saw that being, that it was, hey, they have a collected 15,000 people and 14,000 of them are paying attention and engaging. So that's very powerful. We don't want that.
Yeah,
so
and by the way, for the audience who's listening at home and tuning in, it's Drinking Bros Singles. It was a subgroup where men, women, shit, women and women, whoever you were, gay, straight, whatever, you could meet people with the same interests as you. You could meet within there, and it was sort of a safer version of Tinder, so to speak, because everybody kind of knew each other in there. Now, what you're talking about with the engagements will also lead me to why I think that group got shut down as well, is when you have that type of engagement and you're not able to monetize it. Facebook wasn't getting any money off of this. And typically, if you have that type of engagement, you want to monetize off of that.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah, that's part of it. But I think the bigger part, you remember we talked about this on Fake News probably 6 months ago. But there's a law in Russia that was made sometime during the Cold War, and the law basically criminalizes everything. Mm-hmm. And then you're allowed to selectively apply the law, which means you can target people based on, like, technically, yes, it is illegal because we've made everything illegal, but we just don't prosecute those who do what we say or those we like. And that's what Facebook does now. You don't see mass gangs of leftists getting booted off the platform for sharing pictures of their fucking nipples or calling for fucking riots and things like that. You don't see it.
Right. No, you don't even. I mean, even that. I've been talking to a lot of my military friends that are in high ranking positions now about this you know, extremism stand down. And I asked the question during the case study portions or where they're citing all these situations: are there any left leaning, liberal leaning, blue sided extremist examples? They're like, absolutely not. This is a witch hunt for conservative Christians, people that the left thinks is a threat. And that's what's happening right now. And you have to understand this, you know, I have been out to Facebook headquarters. We've toured.
Yeah, same. Me and Logan and the former CMO of Black Rifle and Molly, who's the current VP of marketing over there, have been to Facebook numerous times to talk to these people.
Out in Silicon Valley, like the first observation I could give you is everybody we met, they were introducing themselves as polyamorous and shit like that. Like, it was like the culture there is so competitively progressive where you're trying to out progressive each other and you have to conform to this culture. These people thoroughly believe that they're part of, they have the power inside a movement for the left to just to smoke us out. And that's why we're never gonna win this on these platforms, is because they feel heroic when they do this. Whoever pushed the button yesterday and said, hey, I'm gonna freaking pull away the reins and the platform and this stage for this 110,000 people. That was a victory. It wasn't a, hey, let's look at what this thing actually is. Let's look at what it does. They don't care. All they know is they pulled a rock up and they found a bunch of like-minded individuals that don't generally, you know, fall in line with their way of thinking, and they just freaking dropped the rock on it, and now they're sober.
Yeah, and you know, the deeper and deeper we get into AI, because you know we've noticed this in a lot of the subgroups, in particular sports. Obviously, hosting the sports show here on the network, they're pulling a lot of people's posts just simply for saying the word fuck or saying the word douchebag or simple throwaway lines that you're like.
Well, it's also people like Victoria, Danny Worsnop's wife, yep. Right? Yesterday had a post pulled because she said happy birthday, bitch, to a friend of hers.
Yes.
Like she posted, made a post and it said happy birthday, bitch, to mm-hmm. a friend of hers, yep. Right? And it got taken down and she got a strike against her account. Like, what the fuck is that?
It's the same thing. When you're arguing, you know, you even try and argue in comments now, it's like Instagram is flagging this, that, hey, this looks like cyberbullying. Are you sure you want to post it? It could result in your account getting deleted.
Yeah,
like,
I've gotten that as well. Yeah.
They have taken everything away. So it's just like, yeah, that's why I know people were asking, you know, did we appeal this delete or this disable? Well, yes, but am I looking at seeing it come back? No, because again, like I said, they see this as a win. We're not going to change their mind. So it's just, we have to modify our behavior, change the way that we go about our things. And you're fighting two things. I mean, really, right now, what my goal is now is to hide from the AI and the algorithm, like as long as we can. And I think we have a means to do that.
I think so. And we'll see. And that is why Jared Taylor has created MTech, which is the new version of Drinking Bros. Jared, tell everybody what MTech stands for.
Well, MTech is the Minority Trans Equality Coalition.
Yep.
You know, because and honestly, the group's description says it all in there. We are about freedom and equality for all.
We are.
So if we get Zuckerberged with MTech, well, they are now suppressing our movement for celebrating equality for all.
Yes, genders, all of the things that Facebook values in this world. We have created a group that is now public for everybody to join and express their feelings, thoughts, and emotions to the world in a public manner. And we have all joined this since you have posted this morning. And again, we hyped it up on RPR. We are now at 4,700 members on MTech already in just a few short hours. And we urge you to join. We urge you to join MTech and just become a part of this group that is all inclusive. You know, you can.
No, I know. I've gotten a lot of messages last night about, hey, move over to Telegram, move over to what did they say? It was Telegram and Discord.
Yep.
But it's just like you lose so many people when you start transferring platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, also Discord has been censoring people as well.
Yeah. There isn't a platform that isn't really censoring people right now. Shit, man. Parler's done, right? That did it ever pop back up or. Even that's like a version of Twitter and
I
that,
don't care.
You know,
yeah. I don't care about Parler.
Yeah. You know, we've moved all of our videos over to Rumble just in case and everything else. The biggest overall issue with this is the AI that is currently in place will never recognize humor, comedy. If you're being serious, if you're not being serious in this, and it was like you said, it's not just Facebook on Instagram. The same thing that Jared was talking about of when you go on there and post something like, dude, fuck you, dude. It will say, there'll be a warning on it at the bottom now that just says, are you sure you want to say this?
And we run,
this could be hateful.
We run a sports page that has, what, like 9,000 people in it? And we have, just right now, we've got 8 fantasy baseball leagues going. We have gambling going all the time where we're betting against each other inside the group and fans are betting against hosts and all this other shit.
Yeah.
The whole point of it is to have fun and talk shit to each other.
Yeah, right? That's it.
Like, that's the whole point. But we can't even have, like, friendly shit talking anymore. Not only, like, they're so worried. This is an analog for how restrictive government practices happen in general. We're so worried about somebody's feelings, right? And the not even in the aggregate, like the very small, lowest level of somebody's feelings, the lowest amount of people and the lowest amount of their feelings, we're so worried about that, that ordinary people can't communicate in a normal way anymore. It's the same thing with gun stuff. There have been, I think, 900 people killed in mass shootings in the last 10 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Right? And all of a sudden, everybody wants to ban guns.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. We live in a country with 350 million people.
Yeah.
That is, while sad and tragic, and we should not ever stop until we can try to eliminate all those, taking away everybody else's constitutional rights because of it is fucking nonsense.
Right.
And, you know, we're getting to a point now where this SB 12 thing that's going on here in Texas, which criminalizes any kind of tech company or social media company kicking somebody off of their platform or affecting their business because of their political beliefs. As soon as that's signed into law, technically we would have a lawsuit against Facebook right now.
Correct. And DeSantis is also doing it in Florida. Yeah. To me, this issue is going to become so big that it might be the biggest issue that looms over the next election, to be honest with you. Because big tech controls everything. Everything we do in our lives is pretty much revolved around the media, Facebook, Twitter, you know, every social media platform. You're either going to have to make these public utilities, like we've long said, or you're going to get a bunch of lawsuits in different states and then a bunch of different rules in different states. And I don't know how that's all going to shake out.
It's got to go to federal court. Well, so essentially
what I'm saying is you're never going to know how that's going to shake out because we're writing law with this now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we never accounted for this. This is now going to be a whole book, you know, of cases that go all the way up to the Supreme Court. And honestly, none of us know how it's going to go because both sides have a pretty damn good argument. You know what I mean? Like, It's no different. And this is conversations I've had quite a few times. You know, we have rules inside Drinking Bros. There are certain things that we don't allow inside Drinking Bros. And people come after us when they violate the rules and get kicked out. Well, hey, fuck you. What about my First Amendment right? It was like, yeah, well, this is my house. And I gave you the rules in my house. And you didn't obey them, so I kicked you out.
Right.
It's not about your rights. Like, Facebook can argue that same thing with me. The only and the thing that they're smart about that they are able to operate in is they keep those community standards aren't published. It's just a term that is so vague that they could say, well, and you can never argue it. You know, there's not a hotline to call and speak to a manager over at Facebook. So it's always you get that canned answer of you violated our community standards. Well, what were they?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem that I'm talking about. That is the issue in Russia right now. There are they make these vague laws. Like, it's illegal right now in Russia to disrespect Russia. What does that mean exactly? That's a problem. There's a law. I can't remember the name of the law in Russia. It's 400 something. But
was it Indonesia? We had a comedian on who couldn't say anything against the king.
Oh, that was probably Singapore or something like that.
Yeah, Singapore. Yeah.
Or wherever the far Thailand. No, it's Thailand.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, stuff like that. You make the law deliberately vague, and you only enforce it where you want.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I mean, think about this. If this were happening to leftists on the platform, the ACLU would be talking about this every single day.
Dude, every talking head. Yeah. Don Lemon would have a stupid fucking face on CNN all day talking about how unfair and how we're, you know. But that's the thing. You've got to look at it like this. And again, it goes back to we can't hate the player, hate the game. Yeah. You know, it's our side doubled down on oil, power, infrastructure, things like that. The blue side said, hey, we're gonna be the tech, we're gonna be banks.
Yeah.
We're going to be, we're going to be everything you need. So, yeah. I mean, I'm wondering if do we ever, are we headed to a realm where these, where they're just because with what the MLB just did in Atlanta, you know, like, are we going to get to this place in 2, 3, 5 years where are these big corporations are battling each other and trying to choke each other out? Where does gas and oil try to start choking out Silicon Valley? Go, great, charge your electric cars, idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder, and I posed this question the other day on the show, especially with the Georgia thing that you just brought up with the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I said, look, I can give you a Hollywood standpoint that, you know, there's a fuck ton of productions that shoot in Georgia. It's like 60, 70% of productions and from Hollywood shoot now in Georgia. Are productions going to start pulling out and putting their fucking money where their mouth is? And the answer is yes. That Will Smith movie, that's Emancipation, directed by Antoine Fuqua, was acquired by Apple for $140 million. The biggest acquisition in film in a very, very long time. They pulled out last night, and with the tax credits that they were receiving, right, it's going to cost them an extra $15 million to shoot in Louisiana. Now, if you're at a studio like Apple, you can shoot another movie for $15 million if you want to. Like, that's shit. New Guy and all that other bullshit was under that budget. Like, you're fine on that. So clearly, money isn't the issue. And to what Jared, what you were saying earlier about where we put our time, money, and resources as a party, like... Yes, they fucking won. They won the election from all angles. Senate, House, presidency, because they own social media and they own the media itself. I think there was a big factor in this last election. Big tech. They all own big tech now. And Bezos has got his eye on CNN right now. He already owns the Washington Post, and he's got Amazon, which is, you know, their back-end services, what Dan always says on this show, is the biggest driving force of that company, probably going for the future. They own everything you possibly need to get a voice or a company or a name out into the world. What do you do when you're just shouting out into the fucking woods at that point? Who's going to follow you? How do you get something started? How do you change things? That's what's scary about all of this, because I don't know the answer unless someone from the right is rich enough to start their own platform or do something.
No, it's not that. The new platform thing doesn't solve anything, because then you're going to have the same kind of power and abuse of power, but it's going to be on the right instead of the left. That is how it will happen. I don't give a fuck how good. Like, it's the conservatives and the right at large seem correct right now because they are correct right now. But just not so long ago, they were completely fucked. And as soon as they take power again and there's no real enemy to fight, I mean, think about the weakness of the Democratic Party from 2000 with Gore through John Kerry and all that shit. Mm-hmm. The Republicans rolled over them. They passed the largest expansion in the federal government history, Iraq, fucking Afghanistan, all this fucking waste and bullshit and fucking the Patriot Act and all this stuff got pushed through with impunity. So they will do it again as soon as they get a chance to. You can't trust any of these motherfuckers. So the solution is not that. The solution is that we have to realize and diagnose what the fucking problem is. In Congress, we've set up a system where a corrupt organization is in charge of governing and policing itself, right? This is a runaway power situation, and it's got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped either with legislation that we force them to do or by actual force, one of those two things. That's the only way this is going to stop. Now, with the tech stuff, the solution is relatively simple, although not easy. The simple solution is that it must be treated like a public utility. You mentioned oil and gas, Jared. Oil and gas can't decide to not give services to somebody based on their political opinions. They would be sued, put out of business for that forever.
But so far, nobody has.
Because they haven't done it.
That's what I mean.
Because they haven't done it.
Does that open up the floodgates to let everybody do it to the opposite side?
Yeah, and you know, look, nobody knows this actually better than you. With Black Rifle Coffee, they tried to nuke you guys across everything, PayPal, banks, all that stuff. You know it from that world. So, your experience, shit, yeah, no one knows it better than you. Because if you lost it, there goes your business, right?
Yeah.
And then same on ours. Like, dude, if we got nuked off of all these platforms, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, all this other shit, congratulations. There goes your business. So then what? You know, you can always say, I'm going to sue. That's the first thing out of everybody's mouth is I'm going to sue. I've been in a million lawsuits. It is very, very costly. It takes a lot of money. And none of these people.
It doesn't happen over time. It doesn't happen like freaking immediately.
No, dude. It's years. This is a year long fight that is very, very, very expensive.
Think about this from the point of view of medicine, right? If we had a treatment for cancer, for example, but it took 10 years to treat the person, that would be, you couldn't do that because they would die before that, right?
Right.
So that's not a treatment. So if we know that, then dismiss that. If the current situation is that the courts cannot process things fast enough to relieve people who are in the meantime losing their businesses. Now, just from the COVID shutdowns, we know at least 500,000 people, 500,000 families, small businesses lost their business forever, right? 500,000 people have lost their shit forever. If the process is too slow, then the process has to change. And if these motherfuckers in Congress aren't willing to change it, then they have to be forced to. That's it. They work for us.
Right.
Right. And there's like the whole thing with the Constitution, the government only exists and it only has power because we fucking say it does. So we need to immediately start working on repealing the 16th Amendment. No more dollars go to the fucking federal government, period. None. And that's got to include businesses and people. We have to get on board with this and start to really work on passing federal legislation that repeals the 16th Amendment. And if Congress and Senate aren't willing to do it, they got to go. And if we have to drag them the fuck out of there, that's what's got to happen, frankly, because they are ruining this country. It's not about fucking the country up and fucking up the economy. They're taking people's rights away. That's where I draw the goddamn line. All right. This is fucking too much now.
Yeah. And, you know, looking at all of it, I wonder if most people out there in their day-to-day lives really care about social media.
No, I mean, that's what the last 8 to 10 years has been. I mean, I thoroughly think that when they opened the floodgates of Facebook to everybody in 2009, they were watching for about 5 years to watch it just ingrain deep into our culture. And social media has now become the culture. And now, and you look at things like TikTok and things like that now. I mean, we were just talking about it now because we were out at lunch and we're watching Fox Sports and they're showing TikToks on Fox Sports. And Loki goes, look what we've come to. We now just show TikToks on TV because that's all anybody will pay attention to. So we've dumbed down the populace. We've shortened the attention span. We've completely eradicated the education system with a bunch of fucking bullshit. And what we're doing is breeding people not to give a shit so the people in power can stay in power and they can continue to pull the strings. It's consumerism. It's like, keep them fat, dumb, and happy and buying shit.
I mean,
it's like, look at Black Rifle or Black Friday. Yeah. Like, just... You watch that and they all probably are sitting up there going, look how easy it is. All we have to do is take $30 off a TV and they pull each other's arms off.
And just to be clear, this is nothing new. Think about the food pyramid and health in this country. Forget about even big pharma. Just think about diet in this country. Mm-hmm. In the mid-1950s, the FDA and the federal government put out all this information about how grain was important, right? And your diet, the most important part actually was at the top of the food pyramid. And that corn syrup was okay. Grain and corn syrup, by the way, are two elements that are given to fucking cattle to fatten them up. That is the point of those two things even existing. Right. It was a cheap way to make sugar to fatten cattle. Grain is a cheap way to feed cattle. The end. So if you don't think you're being treated this way, wake the fuck up, right? This can't go on any longer. And it's, you know, it's time for a number of things to happen here. It's time for definitely for a repeal of the 16th Amendment. The federal government, think about it this way. If you were spending money on a business over the last 5 years and then you found out that the business was fucking you over the whole time, you would immediately stop paying that money and you would look for fucking recompense. I want some of that money back now.
Right.
The other thing is we need to really consider as Texans seceding from the United States and forming our own government. I'm not kidding.
I mean, I have another option.
Okay.
I think Dan needs to go full Julius Caesar on the Senate and just say, you guys are done. I'm empowered now.
I mean, honestly, there is, I know it seems ridiculous to a lot of people, but the longest periods of peace and prosperity in human history generally happened under benevolent dictators.
Caesar actually fixed Rome.
He definitely did. Yeah. And, you know, then Mark Antony and fucking Lepidus tried to come in and take what was theirs. Ultimately, fucking Augustus defeated them and led to the Pax Romana. Right. But get past that. This is statistics. What are the chances of finding one good person that can lead versus finding 500 good people that can lead? That are on the same page, very low. You're going to find 500 decent people, and also at the same time weed out all the fucking assholes. So, it is time to cross the Rubicon, my friends.
The Rubicon.
It is time to cross the Rubicon with the 13th Legion and fuck these assholes up. I'm not talking about storming the Capitol by force. I'm talking about taking their power away. And their power is one that we believe they have power, and two, the money we give them. Stop it. Stop the money, stop the power, and they just fucking wither away.
But here's the one problem with all of this, okay? If you're the left and you're already winning, you're going to contribute more money to stay winning. It's like a fucking great football team. You're going to pay the coach more money to stay, to try to keep winning over and over and over again. And if you're winning right now, you're going to keep donating money to keep winning. So It's tough. You're up against it, man. I had said this after who was it? The Georgia, the two guys from Georgia got in. I go, well, we're fucked because you got everything now and you won all of it. So you can kind of do whatever you want. It's going to take somebody bold and drastic to get in there and actually do something versus we the people, because we the people can't really vote anyone in for what, another 2 years at this point. So I think we're a long ways away from it. And then how much damage can you do within that 2 years? And the answer is a lot. Yeah. And it's happening now. So where do we go from here? I think with DeSantis, and I think with Governor Wheelchair, who passed the same things in their own states, I think more states are going to have to start doing that. Mm. But I'm curious with the Georgia thing, too, when you're keeping an eye on it. If you start moving out the All-Star game, you start moving productions and all that other stuff, start taking away a lot of the money out of the state of Georgia. It's the same thing that happened in North Carolina, Dan, when we were there. Once they started ripping all of those things out of North Carolina, they finally fucking caved. The people caved and were like, great, don't do this. Money's too important. We got to live. Right now, I think the left is very, very happy in their position, and I see them only contributing more money. And currently, a lot of people on the right don't have the proper platforms that the people on the left do to try to get their message out there to win these elections. So
I don't know. I think Evan has a good theory on this, though. I think the current Biden administration is acting erratically to try and get the Senate and the House to flip on purpose. Because if they do, then they're able to blame the House and the Senate for everything. You see what I mean? So that would keep them in power. Then they could start pushing the blame over, well, everything we write and push forward, the Republicans just shoot down. It's not our fault. You see what I mean? Like the last fucking 4 years, they got to blame the Trump administration.
Right. Right.
Now they don't have anybody to blame. So therefore all eyes are on them. And when they fuck up, you've seen how they've tried to handle that right now. They can't. Jem can't answer a single fucking question in a press conference. Like, and it's just now they have to find a scapegoat. Otherwise, as we all look at them, they're going to have 3 years of utter failures. So I think you're going to see a switch.
All right, kids, as always, we got some sponsors who put this fucking shit wagon on the air. First and foremost is ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 30% off everything in the entire store. Sheets, pillows, mattresses. I think that adjustable base might be 40% off. Check it out. And when you when you're checking out of the store, put the promo code Drinking Bros in there, And that'll secure everything for everybody of all walks of life. Enjoy yourself. Get a good night's sleep. Fuck someone. Make a little baby tonight in a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. The other thing about it, too, is if you buy a ghost bed, take a picture of yourself, your loved one, or both of yourselves in the bed, tag Ghostbed and Drinking Bros on Instagram. Congratulations. They're going to send you 2 free pillows. That's amazing. As always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest at ghostbed.com/drinking bros, which is also amazing, too. What's even more amazing is you can couple all of these deals together and walk out of there like $35 a month, dude. That's fucking crazy. Get on it. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Next up, we've got Liquid IV. Oh, how I love thee. I drink some of this every single day of my life. It's almost like my fucking start. If I leave the house without it, I freak the fuck out. I start off with coffee in the morning, a little Black Rifle to get the engines going, and then I pump my veins full of Liquid IV. Usually put it in a 16-ounce. Sometimes, so the ice shaker that I got, I'll put it in that from the Gronkowski's. I'll put a little bit of Liquid IV in there, and that just gets the engines going, simply because I need to stay hydrated throughout the day. I don't know what kind of shenanigans are going on in my life that night. Therefore, I need to stay hydrated. And the only way I can do that is at Liquid IV. It's the hydration multiplier that you need in this life for your immune system. It's got a blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune. And it's just in a convenience single-serving packet to help strengthen your immune system. Vitamin C is well-known to protect your body and support good health. Obviously, zinc is the most abundant trace mineral in your body. I don't know what any of that stuff means because I'm not a scientist. What I do know is this. I fly a lot. I don't sleep very much. And I need some of these nutrients inside my body, Dan. I need them in there.
It's a lifesaver. You know how many people on the road, because we travel a lot, party a lot while we're on the road. Do you know how many different people I've given this to? And they're like, oh, come on, man. They're always incredulous. Like, oh, I've heard this story before.
Yeah.
Little something in a pack. It's going to cure my hangover. Like, I'm telling you, dude, I use this stuff religiously. Yeah. Every single day. And not only does it help prevent that stuff, but when you're feeling shitty, whether mm-hmm. you're sick, hungover, or just dehydrated from whatever else is going on,
yeah.
like the weather, whatever it is, or you've had long days, it helps. And I've gotten nothing but positive responses out of it.
And if you're
people are like, it's a miracle. Ugh,
it is.
Can't believe it actually worked. I'm like, well, you should have believed me.
And every single place we go, people have it. And they're like, dude, you weren't fucking lying. No, we're not lying. Dude, so get it and drink it religiously. As Dan said, or you're dumb. You're
don't
a dumb
be a
dumb.
Dummy.
Don't be a dummy in this life. Get your Liquid IV's hydration multiplier plus immune system support in bulk at Costco, which is fine, or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. It's 25% off everything you order when you get better hydration. Today, using the promo code Drinking Bros at liquidiv.com, you're not going to get the discount at Costco. So just order online. Go to liquidiv.com, promo code Drinking Bros for 25% off at checkout, and you're good to go. Next up, D'Anthony, we got a little bit of Monica. That's a lie.
It's Killcliffe.
No.
Oh, you're talking about the spoke post? No.
I'm talking about boxofawesome.com. Yeah.
It's the best. It's dude shit.
It is.
What happened really was we got jealous of women having their little fucking monthly deliveries mm-hmm. of makeup and fucking whatever else. We're like, hey, we deserve something too.
Something for the big guy.
Yeah. We wanted a little equality. That's all we want.
That's all we're about on this show is equality. And as spring is getting you back outdoors and everything's starting to end, hopefully mask wise and everything else. You can take all of your bespoke posts on your adventures with a new lineup of essentials from boxofawesome.com. That's right. They're a bespoke post company. It's that fancy shit. It's that cool shit. Except it's cheap. Is there a better deal than this right now?
No.
To get to, like shit like this,
there'll never be a better deal.
I feel like there's like more than like $100 worth of stuff in every single box. They're saying 70 on here, but that's a lie. Each box I'm gonna cost you $45. That's it. And there's new boxes that are released every single month in a ton of different categories. If you don't get to them, some of them are sold out. I got that Cantina one just in time, and then it was sold out for a day. Big fan of that, dude. That was the new one for me, the Cantina. Big fan of that. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter the code Drinking Bros at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com. Promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first box. Last but not least, Anthony, killcliffcbd.com. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Drinking Bros is the promo code for that. 20% off.
They got all kinds of stuff going on. They also have their non-CBD products in HEB. If you're in Texas right now, I'm going to be over the weekend, this weekend, I'm going to be leaving some special surprises, a couple of the HEBs in the area in Austin and San Antonio. And if you find it, not only will you get what you find, but there's also going to be a little extra, right, on the back end of that, if you want to call it that. So, you know, we're trying to help them get as much traffic into HEB as possible. We're not worried about the online sales right now. So if you were planning on buying something online and you live in Texas, go buy your shit at HEB for the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
Until the 24th of April. Then you can buy online again.
And look, it's a veteran-owned company. We preach about it all the time on this show. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
It's like we said on the show, you put your money where your mouth is in these companies. Go and help and support so they can go global with this shit. You know, we'll need it for our seltzer venture later in the future as well. So that's what it takes for this, man, is if you want to see cool products and cool shit and help out businesses in the world, you've got to go out and support. So go to HEB. If you are in Texas, start buying the Killcliff. If you don't live in Texas and you still want to buy it online, that's a promo code Drinking Bros, 20% off and free shipping. Still the best deal on the planet, and that's all fine. But if you're in Texas and you're listening to the show, and I think 2.1 out of our 10.3 million listeners are here, go to HEB and buy Killcliff.
Yeah.
It really helps those guys. That's what takes it to the next level.
Here's an interesting little tidbit. So right now, the approval rating for Congress is 36%.
Mm-hmm.
And for Biden, it's 54%. Why the difference? Isn't he in charge?
Yes.
Isn't he the one? I mean, legislation isn't passing. Executive orders are passing.
Sure.
So where is the fucking disconnect in people's minds, I wonder about?
I think in this poll, if we're looking at this one, I know people were unhappy about those stimmies, dog. Trump said $2,000. They end up getting $1,400. Some people still haven't gotten their shit. Mm. You know, they blame Congress and everyone else, Pelosi, Schumer, all these guys, but they're not willing to do anything about it. So I'm not sure. What I know is this is the most valuable thing we have in this world is time. Mm. And 3 years is a very, very long time to figure this problem out because it's going to affect a lot of businesses. And again, if you're on the left, you're happy about all this shit. It doesn't really matter to you. I don't see anyone who's bitching on the left media-wise. Who's
well, like, they should be.
I'm mistreated right now.
They should be because it's that poem, right? First they came for the socialists, and I wasn't a socialist, so I didn't say anything. Then they came for the fucking artists, and I didn't say anything because I wasn't an artist. Then they came for the unionists. Then they came for the fucking Jews, and I didn't say anything because I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was nobody left to stand the fuck up. That's the goddamn lesson, and we're seeing it happen all over again. Now, for those leftists out there that think this is going in the right direction, they're coming for you eventually, bitch.
Yes.
You're going to get in somebody's way, and they're going to fucking take you out. That's the end. We have chosen, but out of a want to live our own lives and be left alone, to let other people have power, right? I say it all the time. People who have power very rarely deserve it, and people who want it and people who deserve it very rarely want or have it.
Mm-hmm.
And that has got to change. We have to take power back by any means necessary at this point because we're only going downhill now. Now, Texas has about 1.5 million veterans, and the vast majority of them are within about 3 hours of where we're sitting right now.
Correct.
Just saying. I mean, I don't know what they think they're going to do. At the end of the day, no matter what you do with legislation and policy and tech and all this other bullshit, at the end of the day, it always comes down to a face-to-face conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not prepared for this smoke, bitch. I'm telling you. Like, we spent all this time learning how to fuck shit up and survive in the wild. you spent all this time learning how to do tech. Yeah. How do you think that's going to fucking go for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I think if you're looking at big picture, Biden, if you're a Republican, right, I think Biden being in there is probably your best bet because he's not going to make some aggressive policy changes. Even the gun laws that people were bitching about, once we actually look those up and everything, they're very ticky-tacky shit, and a lot of people on the left were very unhappy that he went against what he said he was going against about, you know, banning ARs and all this other shit. If you look at some of the executive orders he signed with, you know, nuking the Keystone Pipeline and, you know,
stuff like that is all to make sure that the wrong people don't get money.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right. And then, you know, joining the WHO, which I don't believe in at all, especially after that 60 Minutes piece.
Yeah.
That fucking guy going into China and then just accepting their word and everything's fine over here with the virus and all that other stuff.
Everything's doing good.
I will say this. So it could have been a lot worse. If an AOC or Kamala or somebody like that would have gotten actually elected in as president, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Now, this next one will be important. I personally, shit, man, over the years, and you know, I know I've been doing this show for a while, but the only politician that really fucking juiced up my ball sack was Trump because he wasn't a politician.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of have to pay attention to these assholes. I don't really want to. And I thought, you know, as pissed off as I was about him going to Twitter every day about whatever bullshit he was on, I thought he was doing a good job and he was doing the right things every day because it was more or less about the country and not himself. We don't have that anymore, but we also got a guy that's pretty incapacitated in there right now. I don't see him doing any aggressive policy, but I also don't see him putting the foot on the neck of big tech to get any of this shit changed because, let's face it, it's not affecting him at all and it didn't hurt him in the election.
No, of course not. I mean, he's got 47 years of doing literally nothing.
Yes.
So people expect him to not do nothing now.
Yes. And right. That's what I expect as well. So it very, very much could have been worse. It's not. But the big tech shit that they're doing behind the scenes that is not being stopped is what could be a massive deal behind the scenes. And everybody's kind of dismissing it because they don't want to piss people off. They pulled 3 more episodes off of Joe Rogan's show on Spotify. And it was the guy who, and pardon me, Jared, because it's a coffee guy. He invented this bulletproof coffee.
Oh, yeah.
He was more or less saying that it was an excellent form of diet and losing weight. They pulled 3 of his episodes off, as well as some of Chris D'Elia's old episodes. You know that one I understand, obviously. But, you know, and Rogan just shrugged it off and said, look, they're going to do what they're going to do. But, hey, you're up to 44 episodes now for Rogan that are gone. Mm. 1/10 of his catalog. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Higher than that, Jesus Christ. That would be 440. But my math is terrible. I've never been confused with being a great mathematician.
Yeah, that's about probably 3%.
Yeah, 3 to 5% of his catalog. Now you're going to have to watch what you say when you go on there, or these shows or anything else. A lot of people are going over to Patreon for shit, mm-hmm. Which seems to be fine, but I don't know who owns the back end of Patreon either.
That's a good question.
You know, for you guys, having gone through it with Black Rifle Coffee, where do you go next? Like, you know, I know you're in Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's and all that other stuff. Are they worried about taking down the online store and everything else?
I mean, obviously that's always a worry, but you know, we've very much so pivoted our content in the last 2 years because we kind of foresaw this coming, you know, none of the gun thing is such a touchy subject with tech. So, you know, we've kind of shifted, to be really funny and good at art. Like we're making ridiculous things, you know, like a Sasquatch riding,
yeah,
a great right shark with lasers. Like, we can be funny. Okay, so it's just about pivoting and staying true to who we are, you know?
Without
getting deplatformed.
It has to be weird because, you know, I say this all the time. Like, you can say fuck everybody and fuck, you know, all these people all of the time. But at the end of the day, most of us have to put food on the table and shelter over our kids' heads and families' heads. So you can't say fuck everything all of the time. And I know you guys took some heat with Black Rifle and was like, What do you want to do? Employ a shit ton of veterans, make sure everybody can put food on the table, or do you want to change your content a little bit, right?
Yeah, but nobody, there wasn't a single person that came to the table with that, with a real argument. I mean, the people that I did call out on their comments were like, well, you could sue. Okay, so you want me to pause 500 employees' salaries while sue?
Right.
Like, and it's just like, what that comes down to is the internet now has just taken away everybody's, like where you used to have expertise or knowledge or experience in something before you chimed in with your fucking opinion. And it's like, dude, I had this 2 days ago. I was getting attacked on Instagram by an anti-mask page. A kid that's in his low 20s that thinks he's a giant patriotic movement by claiming, you know, he will not bend to the mask rules. And it's like, no, dude, you're just bored. Yeah. It's like, I need to travel for work. I have to get on an airplane. Yep. The federal government has made a federal government mask mandate inside any federal government building to include airports. Yep. Meaning I, despite my personal opinions on the fact that masks don't fucking do a goddamn thing and we no longer are in a pandemic because our numbers have fucking fallen below where the classification of a pandemic. So, you know, I've always said the fact that they never had standards published that were flat followed by everyone shows that this was all bullshit anyway, but I still have to do it because I still need to fly. I still need to go somewhere. I still, you know, I was on a project that was for Fox Sports. They require masks to be in production per the ownership of their company. Like, it's not about your bullshit fucking patriot movement. We're just fucking trying to get on with our lives and work. So it's just like, and this kid feels 100% justified to come to me, someone that spent 15 years in the military, 2 combat deployments, almost 2 years of my life actually fighting for the country. This kid feels like he is on a level playing field with me. And it's like, get fucked.
Yeah. And, you know, to your point, when we had Rob O'Neill on the show, I talked to him about being banned from Delta for not wearing a mask and posting it on Twitter. And, you know, the next show we did, I was like, what's the verdict with that? And he's like, well, they're going to let me back on when the mask mandate ends. But what you said, we all travel for work. I fucking hate wearing masks more than any human on the planet, probably. And I don't have a choice. You know, I'm flying every single week on an airplane. I have to wear a fucking mask. I'm not amped about it either. It doesn't mean that I'm not, you know, patriotic and everything else.
Well, the mask,
I got places to fucking go, and that's the only way to get there, unfortunately.
The mask is in effigy. So what happens is, if you've never really done a deep dive into cognitive behavioral therapy, those of you who are veterans out there and have tried to work to assuage your post-traumatic stress, through cognitive behavioral therapy, you'll learn about things like catastrophizing and emotional reasoning. One of the things you'll also learn about is that it wasn't that one event. It wasn't watching your buddy die or getting blown up that really fucked your brain up. It was prolonged exposure to extreme stress and heightened alertness. That's mm-hmm. that's what really did it. Now, the single event, the death of a friend or whatever it is that happened, becomes an effigy for the struggle at large. The mass thing has become an effigy for people. They feel like they want to fight back, and they don't know how. They feel powerless right now. The mask is one small way that they can fight back, but it's a red herring. The mask is not that big a deal. The company is saying that you have to get vaccinated, put something in your body, mm-hmm. which is illegal, by yeah. the way, as long as it's an EUA. That's a big deal, right? Being censored, that's a big deal. Those are big deals. The masking is not a big deal. No shirt, no shoes, no service. I mean, fuck it, Spicoli had to deal with that 30 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That has been a thing forever. Companies have a right to do certain things, right? And you as a company should have the right. If you don't want to fucking make a cake for gay people, you shouldn't have to, frankly. Right. I just, like, not that...
Supreme Court ruined that fucking...
I don't agree with that. I think, company. I think that, you're a cunt for doing right that, there, but... Dan. Go ahead.
This is my thing where everyone's full of shit. If a company doesn't want to make your cake because you're gay, why the fuck do you want to give that company your money? Move
exactly.
on.
Exactly. That never made any sense to me.
Getting attention and all this other bullshit, Why the fuck would you, why would you not swallow your, like, just take your ego elsewhere and be like, you know what? Fuck that company. I'm gonna give my money to someone else that's cooler.
Yeah, that's why, like, I like that. I like when people are openly misogynistic and homophobic and racist and whatever else, because I know right then I don't ever have to fucking talk or deal with that person again.
Right, right.
When they're hurting on later on, when they're like, oh, my business sucks now. Like, good, you fucking deserve it, you cunt. That's how you do that. You let the fucking market decide. That's what's good about the market, is that most people are generally good people, even though they're weak and stupid sometimes. Mm-hmm. But most people are generally good, and given the opportunity, they will fall on the side of good, right? So if you just shut the fuck up and let it happen. Right. Tell your story, but don't expect something out of anybody else, and certainly don't patronize businesses that fucking, why again, to Jared's point, why the fuck would you want to give them your money? That doesn't make any sense.
And also, what did you do? You gave it national attention, which means all you did was drive up all the hard right people on that side that are for the fact that they denied making your cake. And they're going to rush over there and throw money at them.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to do a GoFundMe. It's like, you're not looking at this from a strategy perspective. That had you just said, great, I will never shop here again. Correct. I will tell my friends not to shop here again. I'll see you later.
And as
instead, you make a big fucking deal about it.
Right.
And you empower that side and that way of thinking to all come together.
Super dumb. Like,
yeah. And there's a guy in here, Patrick Owens. He's got a great comment that says, can't the same argument be made about social media companies banning certain speech? No. And the reason is, There's no other place to go.
There's no alternative. It's a public utility. When there is a common modality of communication, particularly when it involves business, even outside of the First Amendment, when it involves business, and it becomes a common modality of communication without alternate alternatives, then it becomes a de facto public utility. We saw that with oil and gas. We've seen it with fucking telephones. Mm-hmm. We've seen it with ISPs.
Yeah,
this is the way it is.
And the biggest complaint I get, you know, in my DMs, like from conservatives, is, I don't have a place to go and share my feelings because it'll get deleted or I'll get deleted and everything else. And that is the one difference here, because what you were saying with boycotting these companies and giving your money to other companies, I've done it. Like, to me, the fucking Nike bullshit was my end-all be-all. I just started buying Adidas. Mm. I didn't fucking post about it every goddamn day. I just did it in my daily life. And actually, you know, The Yeezy Boost are really fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I'm a gigantic fan of those.
And I'll say,
but I have a million choices of sneaker companies.
Yeah, for sure.
With the social media, I can't name one where I can go, to be honest with you.
And we're in a creator economy. We talked to James Altucher about this a couple of weeks ago, but we're in a creator economy now, where the vast majority of new businesses are people that are starting. They're the old startup model of coming up with an idea and then getting funded by a VC. That's pretty much, like, there are tech companies that still do that, but for the most part, people just spend their own money and their own time and then use social media to fucking make their businesses now. That's usually what happens, right? And the fact that that's happening in ubiquitous fashion means this is a de facto public utility, and you cannot govern it the same way that you govern your own private business. If you have a TJ Maxx and you don't want people coming in without shoes on, that's your prerogative,
right?
But if you're a social media company and there's no alternative, you cannot tell people how to think and act on that platform, period. I mean, you can criminalize or penalize criminal behavior, but otherwise you can't penalize stuff.
Or what to read and everything else. And if you're going to tell me with the algorithm that they have in place, with the AI that they have in place that is so specific on words, using them in sentences of fuck or I hate you or douchebag or whatever even in a joking manner, if your AI is that sophisticated, how are you not able to figure out that people from Russia were paying what was the dollar amount for the 2016 election?
Yeah.
You know where that money's coming from. So does Twitter. Twitter knows that there is a million fucking bots running up shit from China, Korea to create whatever trending topic they want or algorithm they want and everything else. They know exactly what is going on in the back end. We have no access to that.
To that point that Patrick made about alternatives to social media, when in 1773, we finally had enough and decided it's time to throw off the bonds of an oppressive English government. We didn't fucking go find new land to settle. We stood on our land and said, get the fuck out.
Yeah, but nobody.
That's what it's time to do here. We're not gonna, and whether it's social media or the places we live here in America, we're not going to flee from Senate and Congress the same way we didn't flee from the goddamn British Empire. We're going to tell them to get the fuck out. And if they don't, then we'll make them, period. That's how it's got to work. It's the only way it works. When somebody thinks they have power over you, the only way to demonstrate that they don't is to knock their ass the fuck out. That's it.
See, and I'll take like my wife's perspective on this, right? Where she's like, look, I think I'm a sheep. I think most people are sheeps. They will go along with all of this shit that is being implemented just because they don't want to be bothered in their daily life. For they don't want to think about it at the grocery store. They don't want to think about it at soccer practice.
People want Apple TV and Hot Pockets. And
correct.
That's it.
And I'm starting to lean towards that theory where I don't know that there is enough people that will actually care enough to do something about it. Now, in 2016, I thought differently because, look, I don't know that any of us, you know, thought Trump was going to be president or whatever, but that's the only time in my life that I can remember, at least politically, everybody got together and did something that they believed in. Otherwise, shit, I really can't name another time or a person, really. Can you, Jared? I'm trying to think. Hot Bob, you guys have softcore history. Was there another like outlandish political figure that came in and was able to do something or?
Not really in American history.
You're Trump, gonna have to go back to ancient times, right?
Trump was pretty unique in terms of his boisterousness.
Mm-hmm.
You could call him like a sloppy Caesar in some ways, I guess.
I like sloppy Caesar.
In some way, there's really not a good analog. There's really not a good comparison for Trump.
No, I mean but there's no comparison for social media either, and that's the issue.
Correct. Like,
you're not gonna find that. But I guess, people who watch the show know that there's no love lost between me and Donald Trump. Now I as I do with anybody else, judge him based on the merits of his performance. His performance on the ground was quite good. The economy was very good, particularly for black and brown people, people that have been oppressed economically, whether through circumstance or outright intent for years. And the Middle East peace deals, five of them, by the way, mm-hmm. which is historic in its own right. The fucking trade deficit with China that kept us in a good fighting position with China, the way he dealt with Russia, so on and so forth. So much stuff was going really well.
Right.
Right. I judge him on his performance, also in his ability to get reelected. And he was such a cunt on Twitter that he couldn't. Now, there's some of that is the censorship fault, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it is his fault. Older white voters didn't vote for him the same way they used to. And it's because he kept talking shit about Joe being old and feeble. Or it's because he was flipping about whatever the fuck with COVID, right? That was a problem, and he fucked it up. I'll say it again. If you have the wrong, if you have the right answer, but you're so much of a cunt that you can't stay in power, then you fucked everybody over by doing that. Trump fucked this country over by not being able to stay in power, frankly.
I think social media did play a lot in that election. I remember it was that Brad, was it Parscale guy? Who was his social media guy. He was able to figure out social media and how to reach out to these people in 2016.
Well, it wasn't and he was him. It was Cambridge Analytica.
Well, whoever, those guys, right? Yeah. And then, you know, Parscale was put in charge of the, or Pascal or whatever the fuck you pronounce his
name. I think it's Parscale.
Yeah. He was put in charge of the 2020 election, and then he lost his mind.
Yeah.
I think some of losing your mind is realizing that you can't beat the algorithm anymore and all this other shit. And I think you lose your fucking mind spending time thinking about it, trying to fight it,
this
other shit. I mean, that's what they want from us.
Think about the difference in behavior of a dog that has a normal temperament and a dog with a normal temperament that's been threatened and backed into a corner. Right? I mean, you could obviously expect them to act a little more, I don't know, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Violent, aggressive, whatever you want to call it. It's certainly a threat. But you can't blame it all on that. Everybody knew what was coming. Everybody knew, especially on Trump's side. They all knew what was coming. They knew, like Black Rifle Coffee figured it out. They figured out how to continue making great content, sell a great product, still hold their same values, right? And not get deplatformed, but fucking the president of the United States and his entire team that had billions of dollars worth of resources couldn't figure it out. Sorry. I have no fucking...
Yeah, Dan has quite the point there.
I have no fucking sympathy for that shit. Sorry. Just, it doesn't fucking... That shit doesn't fucking... That dog don't hunt, for lack of a better phrase.
As a politician who says that in Texas all the time.
Is it cruising for a bruising?
He's got a hat. He was a military guy. Funny dude. I watched one of his speeches. But,
Chad Prather?
No, Prather's coming here, by the way. What? I think he's coming tomorrow to WTF. Mm.
Who is the politician?
That black guy. Military. He was in Florida. Now he's a politician in Texas.
I don't know.
Either way.
Oh, you're talking. You're.
I met him.
Colonel.
I met him.
Fucking.
He's a Alan good, West.
Yes.
Alan West.
There you go.
Oh, Alan West is a fucking piece of shit. By
is he?
The way, yes. I mean, let's be real.
I don't know him very well. I met him for.
When I say that all politicians are cunts,
yeah.
I mean that all politicians are cunts. Every single fucking one of them. Like, that's what the word all means. Go to Webster's Dictionary and figure it out if they haven't censored the fucking word all yet.
Yeah. I don't even know why you'd want that job, to be honest.
Vote with your wallet is a good choice, Jeepman 103, but I like to vote with my fucking fist right now. You know what I mean? It's just a gross underestimation of what conflict really comes down to at its base level. And it's why people like me I don't feel threatened right now. I feel the same kind of excitement I felt before we would go out into the city and start kicking doors down. Frankly, that's how I feel right now. I feel like this has been coming for a long time and that we've tried our best. People that are reasonable, that have actually seen violent conflict before, have tried our best to be like, you know what? We're not there yet. Everybody relax. Like, because we know what it fucking looks like.
Right.
But now when they're trying to pass legislation to fucking ban guns and to fucking shut down people's businesses, and in return for shutting down their businesses, give them government handouts, by the way, which is the roadmap to fucking socialism. And we're not going there, buddy. I'll turn this car right around. You understand? Now it's time to start really fucking talking about what we're going to do to pump the brakes on this government. Right and left, doesn't matter. Anybody that thinks they're in power over me can get fucked.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're going to get met with the righteous hand of God. Right in their fucking mouth.
Well, I one of our biggest sellers in the store is the all politicians are cunts stickers, the APAC stickers, all this other stuff. I think a lot more people are hopping on board with this. However, the politicians still control everything. There's still going to be a vote in 2 years. There'll be a vote in 4 years and all that other stuff. I don't know a way around it right now. And it's weird from the artistic standpoint, because that's, let's face it, that's my field. I thought this might be like the death of comedy and all this other shit. And there's been a lot of interesting, wild shit that has popped up on Patreon.
Well,
and
comedians are fighting back hard.
Yes.
Like, guys, this is a really interesting thing, too, by the way. So I expect reasonable people to appear liberal when conservatives are out of control. And I expect reasonable people to appear conservative when liberals are out of control. Right now, liberals are out of control. So you're seeing all these guys like Burr and Rogan and fucking Yiannis Pappas, who was on the other day.
Love Yiannis.
And all these other motherfuckers get like, oh, they're fucking cozy with the alt-right and blah, blah, blah. No, they're just reasonable fucking human beings that expect government to get the fuck out of the way and do what it's supposed to and not encroach on our lives.
Yeah.
Right? If it was conservatives with the Patriot Act, they'd be bitching about it in 2005. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And right now in 2021, it's the liberals with all their fucking bullshit and we're bitching about it now. That doesn't mean I'm left or right. It means I'm a fucking normal human being that expects people to act the way they're fucking supposed to act.
Yeah.
God damn it, man.
and by the way, speaking of the art, like, dude, guys like Tim Dillon and we're fans of those guys. They're all on Schultz. All those guys are they're on Patreon making money and it's cool. I got hit up to do the romance novels for dudes to split those up into a scripted podcast series. There's a few sponsors that were like, hey, we will pay for this and everything else, right? So I sat down, because you want to talk about being creative like Black Rifle did and what you were talking about earlier. I sat down and said, all right, how do you make the most aggressive content commercial-based and for a bigger audience? And it was like, what if you scored the entire thing like a serious movie? And then that was the dialogue and everything else. If the production value was so high, then what could they really say about the words themselves that they deem offensive? And that's the route we're going with it. And the result is really, really fucking funny. But it goes back to what Jared said earlier about being creative and pivoting and going around what is out there today versus saying, fuck you, I'm going to do this. if you know that it's going to get you thrown off of these platforms and everything mm-hmm. else. Even with the last Alex Jones episode when he came back from the Capitol thing, we put that on Patreon. We had a sit-down decision and said, all right, the heat is a little too hot here. We got to mm-hmm. put this up on Patreon.
Yeah, but there's not going to be any kind of fucking resolution to this. If you're looking to your leaders to resolve this, that's not going to happen.
No.
Let me tell you a little bit about your fucking leaders. Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, right, who's been doing this for years, by the way, on March 19th, bought $1.95 million worth of fucking stock in Microsoft. All right? The last week of March, the Army awarded a contract to Microsoft for 120,000 HoloLens augmented reality headsets worth $22.88 billion, driving their stock north. They made $10 million on the deal, right? And there's no law against this. There's no law that says Nancy Pelosi or anybody else in Congress, there's been plenty of Republicans guilty of this as well.
Yeah, they were guilty before COVID.
There's no law at all that says that Congress can't go and fucking take information they've gotten from secret meetings and then award contracts to people and then fucking make deals based on those contracts. All they have to do is report it, but there's no law against it. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as insider trading for them. You think these people are going to fucking turn around and vote for a new law to limit their power? Are you out of your fucking mind? Not a chance that's going to happen.
No.
The last constitutional amendment, by the way, was to give Congress a raise. These motherfuckers got to go. This entire system of representative democracy without any recourse except for a vote every 2 to 4 to 6 years mm-hmm. is done. It's fucking done. They've lost our trust. It's like I left my kids at home and I left the 14-year-old in charge of the 8-year-old, right? The 14-year-old had friends over, fucking drank booze, and now that little punk doesn't get to fucking stay home alone anymore. Now right. they get a babysitter. Now they get micromanaged. It's the same way in a business, and it's the same way in government. You've lost the trust. You've shown that you can't be fucking trusted. You've shown that your entire fucking point is to profiteer on the backs of struggling Americans and take their rights away. In the meantime, you can suck my fucking dick. You're done. You're done. Repeal the 16th Amendment and whatever way we have to do it, even by force.
So what would be the overall solution here as we wrap up the show today? What would you recommend? Because the politicians don't seem to be going anywhere. There's not even I went to a dinner the other night where they asked me to go to about some of the people who are looking to run in 2022 here in the state of Texas. And to be real, man, I wasn't impressed with any of these.
Yeah, I'm tired
guys.
Of hearing about the running for office thing. Stop asking veterans to run for office. Look at the veterans that have run for office. Is that who you want in fucking office? Not me. Fuck these people. Like, think about all the shitbags in the Army that were fucking ladder climbers that fucked their peers over to get where they were. The officers that fucked their peers over to get where they were. The fucking snakes in the grass. Those are the people that are running for office.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The people who fucking want power rarely deserve it. The people who deserve power rarely want it.
Yeah.
And the power that has fallen into the hands of people that don't deserve it must be taken back, even by force, at some point. That's just how it's got to be. That's the solution. You cannot fucking trust these people, right? Like, if anybody else in any circumstance, if you went to a restaurant and the chef came out of the back and was just filthy, fucking wiping his nose off and fucking doing cocaine and shit like that, you'd be like, all right, we're probably going to go to another restaurant, right? Here, we don't have that option. This is the country we have, so our option is to walk back into the kitchen and kick the shit out of that guy and get a new fucking chef.
Right. But it's clearly not going to happen. You would be arrested for something like that.
They can't arrest us all.
But there's not enough people that I think that want to go along with that. I really don't. I think most people are sheep and they're willing to go along with it.
Not in Texas. Luckily, Texas has been wanting to not be in the United States for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. Probably since the very beginning, actually. I really think that we can get some kind of movement going here to stop paying federal taxes. Even if we have to move all of our money into Bitcoin. Right? Or something like that. Move all of our money into some kind of cryptocurrency, and when they come looking for us, we'll be ready.
Somebody said here in the message boards that if Texas were to secede, it'd be the 6th richest country in the world. I don't know if that's true.
California would be.
I don't know if that's true, but California might be top 5. Jared, what's your solution for any of this going forward? Because, look, we know your girlfriend. Obviously, she talks about the how we're heading towards communism and all that shit. And that was my first comment to you last night when you texted me.
Texas would be the 10th largest.
And I go, 10th largest. Okay. Mm-hmm. I said, dude, with the Drinking Bros Facebook main page being pulled down, it feels like China, where they just kind of shut off the internet for certain segments of the people and population and control whatever they want to put up. What happens with all this shit?
Dude, honestly, like, this is so complex. You don't know. It's hard. It's hard to tell. Because it's almost like Dan said, you're stuck. We have gotten ourselves stuck into this fucking mess where rather than us celebrating a presidential debate down to the two best individuals that we're like going, oh man, his policies are so good. This dude's a genius. People are just openly saying, man, I had to vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, fucking whose fault is that?
Yeah. There's 350 million people in this country. There are people who have been awarded the Medal of Honor. There are people who go out and help other people. There are people like TJ Lavin, by the way, who works his ass off. I know he works in reality television, but he does 2 to 3 16 consecutive week shoots of 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? Mm-hmm. And then he comes home, and you know what he does in his free time in Las Vegas when he's hanging out? He drives his car around town and looks for people broken down on the side of the road.
Yeah.
There are good people in this country.
Yeah.
There are good people listening to this show right now. There are good people all over the place. But sometimes good people have to do bad things to bad people. That is why the fucking military exists, and that's just how it is, right? So people need to fucking get their shit together. If what you're saying is true and there isn't a fucking critical mass of folks willing to actually do something about this, then it's up to all of us, not just us, but the people listening to this shit right now, not to proselytize, not to give empty fucking intellectually bankrupt excuses to people, but to explain the situation to people, explain the danger, give the historic precedent, and then challenge people to do things outside of their comfort zone to make this country a better place. I mean, it was the liberal hero JFK that said, ask not what you could do, or ask not what your country could do for you, ask what you could do for your country. Where the fuck did that go?
Yeah.
Where did that go? I don't know what has happened to these people. I mean, in World War II, there was a draft, right? But people...
Hey, gents, I got to go take a delivery.
Oh, yeah? What do you got coming in today, Jared?
It's a new studio desk, so I'll be getting that set up and sending you guys pictures here shortly. Good.
We're proud of you. Yeah, yep. We'll swap it on over to Singles. We love you. Join MTEC, Minority Trans Equality Coalition, on Facebook. That is that's the new Drinking Bros. Since we've started this show, we were 4,600 members. We are now over 5,000. We're at 5,100 members just from starting the show.
Good.
Bye, buddy. We'll switch you out of here.
Take care. Bye, guys.
Yeah. But back to what you were saying, me personally, man, it's just hot pockets and soft couches for a lot of people.
It is for sure, but that can't be the case anymore. And it's, people need to fucking wake the fuck up, man. I mean, it doesn't think about lifting something heavy. If it's just a couple of us, it's going to be a pain in the ass. If everybody lifts at the same time and moves in the same goddamn direction, it's a pretty easy fucking thing to do. Many hands make light work. It's a very old proverb, and it makes sense right now. And it's not about fucking being far right or far left. It's not about being anti-authority, even. It's about holding people responsible that are in charge of our day-to-day lives in a lot of ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've ceded control to people because we don't want to have to go through the trouble of farming ourselves, or raising cattle ourselves, or chopping wood ourselves, or whatever it is,
right?
And that is a problem of modern society, but it's a problem that is easily dealt with by holding people accountable. If we're not able to get a critical mass of people that are willing to move in the same direction on this, then we should just not have a country, right? Because the alternative is authoritarianism. And I don't know if you've seen where this is happening right now in Russia and China, in Venezuela, and all over the fucking world right now. It seems like it's always leftist fucking communist countries doing that. Weird, huh?
Yeah.
Like, fascism hasn't poked its head out in fucking 70 years because you can see it coming a mile away. The creep of socialism is slow. The creep of communism is slow. And it seems like they're doing you favors the whole time. And then all of a sudden, you're outside of their grace now.
Yeah.
You don't get favors anymore. As a matter of fact, you get stomped the fuck out because the people they owe their favors to disagree with you. And that's what's happening now. This shit has got to end, and it's got to end fast, or we're not going to have a fucking country left.
Well, we will see. In the meantime, if you're looking for the Drinking Bros main group, once again, it has been changed to MTEC. And you can join that now. It's public, so you don't have to wait or anything like that. It's a public group. Now is the point in the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. This one was submitted by Justin Morin from Texas, member of Drinking Bros, since episode 56. I like that. That's very specific. He's nominating, I'm going to have a hard time with this one. A-R-T-R-E. Artre goes by the name Tonk. Now, Tonk, I can get behind. He's just taking the S off of Stonks on that one. Tonk Rusk the Fourth. That's a fucking bold name. I'd get rid of the Arte or Archery. However that is. Just see. Go by Tonk.
Yeah, let me see if I can play what it sounds like.
Tonk Rusk the Fourth is a powerful name. I like that.
Sorry. I'm trying to play the sound on this fucking website of how it sounds like.
Of the pronunciation of the name?
Yeah. Art. Art. It's just pronounced art.
Art? The you second think the, R you think it's the R is silent? Okay.
That's second what it R says. Silent? All right. That's what it says.
Maritime Enforcement Agents, First Class Rusk, is a guy's guy. He spent 14 years in the service in the Coast Guard, including the MSST 911-04 and the MSRT DAS-1. Aside from being an all-around badass, he's been the best man at 6 weddings, because he's that guy. If you ever needed a dude for anything, he is there for everyone. Need to drown some sorrows? He's bringing the beer. Need to burn something to the ground? He's bringing the gasoline. He's been my best friend for 20 years and gotten me out of more rough spots than a gaddy at the Masters. This guy's funny as shit. He recently started declining in health due to injuries sustained on active duty and TBI. Though he doesn't have a long time left, he's always down for a good time, and it would mean the world if you guys could give him Drinking Bro of the Week. So raise a glass, shoot a gun, and give a squeeze to your girl's ass cheeks, because there is no better way to salute this fucker than that. Cheers. That's a hell of a nomination right there. Tonk. Cheers to you, Tonk.
Yeah.
Big fan of the name Tonk, too. I don't know if we're going to do the Stonks episode in the morning. I'm going to do some work with Hot Bob after this about Coinbase and see what it actually is. Maybe I could just put in my order in the morning. Fake Dan shaking his head. No, not to do. Are you shaking your head not to do it or?
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it. Did you want to sleep in tomorrow?
Yeah. I got a doctor's appointment.
That's right. You got a doctor's appointment. Yeah. Look, I was on that 4 a.m. flight. I might just throw some money on it and set it, because I can do that in my settings and then see how it works out. Also, the other thing is we've been getting a lot of messages about White Claw's 8% seltzer today and how they might be copying us. No, they're doing 16-ounce cans. They're not doing 12-ounce cans.
They're not. They're selling single cans.
Yeah, just the single cans and the thing. And like, look,
because they're pussies.
Yeah,
they don't want to give you a whole case of 8%.
No,
I'll
dude.
Give you the full Ocho. Bitch.
Yes, dude, the full fucking Ocho out of us. And it's coming soon. Jason Rao from Breaking Benjamin will be on the show tomorrow, and we're going to taste all of the new flavors,
yes,
the finalized flavors for the seltzer. Those will all be available in 12-ounce cans, by the way. So this one-and-done thing of the 8% with like Truly and White Claw and all that other shit is fine. I challenge you this, too. Go and taste it, man. I've tasted all of them. I had to taste like fucking, I think the final number came to like 60 or something like that. The Truly tasted like shit, the 8%. The Smirnoff was goddamn like cough syrup at 8%. They just couldn't figure it the fuck out.
I had a Coors win yesterday. It wasn't bad.
Was it 8 though?
Sunday. Now it's 5.
Yeah, it's 5.
It was the lower percentage Coors, actually, of all the 5%ers, I think might be the best, the new ones they have out.
Okay.
And Coors Pure also is a sponsor of Icebreakers, by the way, the new organic beer.
Yeah, I
tastes really good too. So I think Coors is onto something. Right,
I like now. I like Coors. We're just not in we're not in competition with anybody, because we're at 8.
Yeah.
Bud Light's Platinum, I think, is doing 8, but it's like $12 for a 12-pack. A 6-pack actually. So I don't know. I don't really dig the taste that much. These ones are light. And you get fucking rocked off of these. Yeah. We'll be drinking these live on air with Jason Rao tomorrow, going over the final flavors and then kind of finalizing everything. Yeah.
And also tune in to American Party at noon central tomorrow. I'm having a specialist on veteran suicide on the show. We're going to talk about how the recent return combat veteran rate of suicide has risen by 77%. 18 to 34 year olds make up 10% of the veteran population and represent 94% of the increase in suicides over the last year. We've seen active duty suicides up 8.3%, reserve up 25.2%, and the guard up 31.1%. And As you know from me bitching about it before, dealing with 3rd Brigade, 82nd Airborne, they're not doing a goddamn thing about it. They're not even fucking reporting the numbers anymore.
Right.
So those of you who are wondering what we're doing behind the scenes, because there's been some lag time, I've been collecting information and talking to people that have power to be able to change some stuff like this. And just so you know, also, the military's response is to try to fuck with anybody that's reporting the information. So if you're wondering where their fucking hearts and minds are, it's not with you. And it never is.
Yep. So tune in tomorrow at, is that noon Central or Eastern?
Noon Central.
Central time tomorrow for American Party with that. The only thing you got to watch out for is shit. Remember the last time we did a suicide episode, preventing suicide? We got dinged for it with the sergeant from San Francisco.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Kevin Briggs, a guy who saved somewhere between 200 and 400 people from killing themselves on the Golden Gate Bridge. That one got dinged.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And YouTube demonetize it. They won't recommend it. Anything else. If there's videos to recommend, these are probably the ones to do it, man. I'm sick of all this shit. I don't know what else to do at this point, but all we can do is have the conversation about it. And, you know, frankly, we're not getting dinged on audio shows at all. So if you're out there and you're watching on or listening on Spotify and iTunes and all that stuff, it helps for the reviews and the 5 stars to move us up the charts for this. So if you want to get the message out there, we talk about it every day. We talk about all this shit all the time, but just rate it and review it and get it at the top of the charts. Then they can't stop us. You become too powerful enough where it's like, all right, great. What message are you trying to prevent there? Somebody talking about veteran suicide.
Trying to avoid being held accountable for their incompetence.
No.
That's it. There's nothing more to say about it. And they're doing so to the detriment of the men and women who serve this country, who write a fucking blank check up to and including the cost of their own goddamn lives and without regard to their families as well. That's just people that fucking give the most to this country very rarely get anything in return for what they give.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. And it's something that's not only pervasive in leadership, but it's also pervasive in our general society today. In World War II, I think like 15% of eligible people or something like that deployed. There was a draft, but it was embarrassing. People that got 4F'd, like determined not fit for service, the suicide rate among them was higher than the men who actually went to combat because they felt deeply ashamed that they weren't there when their country needed them. Now people don't even think like that. And we see the results. Right? It's broken window theory. If you treat your country like it doesn't matter and you treat your word like it doesn't matter, nobody's going to take it seriously.
And now, also, if you don't have these conversations like you're having tomorrow, how does it ever get talked about?
Fuck if I know.
So we're doing our best. Thanks to everybody who tuned into Chuck Liddell's show last night, by the way. We greatly appreciated Icebreakers as part of our new network. You can download that. It's in the sports category on iTunes. Rate and review that as well. Icebreakers with Chuck Liddell and Adam Ray, and that will be at you every 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Video and audio video will be on this this little channel we call Drinking Bros right now. Hopefully this one doesn't get nuked one day, but we will see.
Tune in for the first episode of M-Tech Podcast.
M-Tech Podcast could be coming at you soon. Join us. No, I'm kidding. But join us on M-Tech on Facebook. We'll see how high we can get this. We've already got over 5,000 members already. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. We are the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.